and Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management is with me. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Post the latest reporting season, Australia and New Zealand, what are you looking at and around the world? US recovery, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it might be just a timely opportunity for your listeners if we just sort of put all the data that we've got over the last couple of weeks, Aussie reporting season, Kiwi reporting season, you know, a whole slew of data out of the US and China and so on, and just put that all in the mixing pot and give it a good shake and see what falls out. So I think there's a couple of probably key strong investment themes that have come out, as I say, from that last couple of weeks. The first one, I think, is the US recovery. Now, there is some debate at the moment as to the sustainability and the robustness of that recovery. But what we're seeing so far is strong employment growth. So we had very good private employment numbers for Friday, last Friday, and that was on the back of a strong January number and a pretty good December and sort of end of 2011 sort of period as well. So employment's looking pretty good in the US at the moment. Manufacturing is looking quite good too. So we're actually seeing the US start to insource manufacturing again. So after decades of outsourcing manufacturing to Asia and other parts of the world, they're actually starting to bring it back in-house. And so you're seeing employment in manufacturing in the US actually go up, and that's the first time we've seen that in a long time. So the US is looking okay. Consumer confidence is pretty good. So if you're going to play that sort of recovery theme, you know, I think transport companies, you know, in Australia and New Zealand with US operations are probably not a bad way to play that recovery. And also housing-related stocks as well. As consumer confidence increases, you get better housing prospects as well. So that's one thing.
What about China and the rise of the Chinese consumer?
Yeah, I think this is a pretty powerful sort of thematic that's just starting to play out. What we're seeing is a shift in Chinese growth from investment, so, you know, investment into housing and construction and so forth, and a shift towards consumption. So it's not a good thematic if you're an Aussie miner and you're trying to sell more iron ore and steel into China, but it's a good thematic if you're an airport, for example. We have the rise of the Chinese consumer, we have higher levels of disposable income, and all of a sudden, you know, Chinese tourism starting to boom and they want to go offshore and look elsewhere, and they're going to catch a plane and they're going to land at an airport, whether it's Auckland Airport or Sydney Airport or airports around the world, and they're going to start looking and going on holiday. So that's one way to play it. The other way to play it is through the energy thematic, because as they get more levels, higher levels of disposable income, they're going to start driving more, they're going to start buying cars, they're going to start using oil and all things like that. So, you know, they're two ways, again, to play what I think is an emerging and a pretty strong theme over the next couple of years.
And the increasing global mining capex?
Yeah. I think one of the reassuring things out of the Aussie reporting season certainly is that the senior mining companies around the world are certainly ongoing in their exploration and development and extraction of minerals around the world. So they're still putting a lot of money into developing new mines and prolonging the life of existing mines. So if you can think of ideas about how to play that, not the commodity price game, but the commodity volume game. So if you're a civil contractor around, you know, providing infrastructure for mining, if you're digging the roads into the mines or you're digging the holes for the mines, and, you know, they're not bad exposures. Or if you're a driller and you're drilling the holes, if you're a, you know, an exploration company on behalf of these miners, that's a really good way to play that sort of global mining capex theme, which is a really strong theme over the next 3 years or so.
And what do you make of the high local currencies?
Yeah, well, I think one of the other things we've probably taken away from this whole mix of data that's come out is that the higher Kiwi and a higher Aussie dollar are probably here to stay for a prolonged period. So if you're thinking of the best ways to play a high Kiwi dollar or a high Aussie dollar, I would suggest that just look at your airports again, because a lot of people are travelling offshore. If you're an Aussie in Sydney, you've got record number of Australians travelling to Europe and to the US and Asia, and it's likewise with Kiwis as well. You're high dollar, you're going to go travel, so maybe you look at the airports again, or maybe you look at a travel agent or a travel provider, and those sorts of ideas are good ways to play that theme as well.
All right. Interesting. Thank you so much, Mark. Good to talk to you.
No worries, Mark.
That is Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management, and you can go milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. For more information...